Oh, buggeration! Oh dear! Sorry! I'm terribly sorry. Sorry, I didn't see you there. Don't need to be doing the silly voice. Sorry, I'm trying to do a voice because it's meant to be Regency. So I thought, you know, oh yes, I'm just not used to using the, you know, ridiculous costumes and trying to walk around with it. It's a nightmare, really. And so I'm sorry, but I did not mean to step on your skirt there, Mom. Is it right? Would we say Mom? I'm so bad. I don't really know Regency. I've read Pride and Prejudice, but that's about it. I don't know anyone here, really. A friend of mine told me, hey, come along. We're going to do this party thing. It's going to be a right laugh. And holy crap, it's terrifying, isn't it? It really is. It is terrifying. Absolutely goddamn terrifying. That's how I'm feeling. anyway, let me help you up. God, you're still on the floor. Okay. Hi there. Yes. It's on my name badge, isn't it? Yep. Regency costumes and name badges. No expenses spared, eh? Yeah, they really went to town with it. Yes, hello. God, you look really, really stunning, don't you? God, yeah. No, I mean, seriously, you're a vision of Regency elegance, if I may say so. wow. Sorry, this is pretty much my first time attending any kind of thing like this, but... yeah, my friend told me I had to get out more, and you know, it's a new year. It's time for me to get a goddamn life, I believe was their words. But there we go. So here I are, colliding with beautiful strangers in a garden, as you do. it's a thing, isn't it? Sorry, I'm really sorry. I've said sorry a few times, haven't I? I hope my stumbling didn't put you off at all, or... No, we're good. no, really, I feel like I stepped right into a novel now. It's like, are you a Jane Austen fan, perhaps? Or any other Regency-style author? Thought so, yeah. Yes, I have read it, and well averse, particularly with Mr. Darcy, but I mean, you've got to respect the way that she weaves dialogue and all the intricate social dances and drinks. I got one moment. Can I get you one? Yeah, okay. Oop, thank you. Yes. It's supposed to be somehow keeping with the theme, but I'm pretty sure it's just cheap wine punch, really, isn't it? But does the job nicely, though. So, what brings you to this delightful anachronism of the party? You're not coerced by a well-meaning friend, are you? Or are you a fan of the era in general? I have no idea what I'm saying. Okay. Well, that makes sense, totally. Well, it's interesting, really, isn't it? I mean, something rather freeing about stepping into another era, even for an evening. You can just sort of forget your modern-day worries and engage in charming conversations with strangers under the stars. So I really shouldn't bother with the voice, should I? No, okay. Sorry. Well, I didn't know if it was meant to just be, you know, fancy dress or sort of full-on role-playing, LARPing, all that stuff. So, crazy. Have you seen the hedge maze? Yeah, they've got a hedge maze here. Yes, an actual hedge maze. It's pretty cool. I mean, I guess it's just part of the venue, isn't it? I severely doubt they built up a hedge maze just for the, you know, party. That would be, I mean, why go to all that expense and then have cheap wine punch for the drinks and all that? But unless you'd rather I put my name on your dance card, my lady, is that what we say? My lady, no, not my lady. It makes me sound like an internet incel. My lady, definitely. Yes. Hedge maze. Let's do it. Let's go. It's just this way. You know, I've always kind of loved the idea of like garden labyrinths. It's like a journey with unexpected turns and delightful surprises. Yes, very like life, indeed. What a fine and eloquent way of putting it. Oh dear. God. You wouldn't believe we were so close to the city, would you? Out here. It's almost like we are in some sort of, you know, Regency stately home. Rather than some posh twat's attempt at recreating such a thing. Yes. But hence, I guess, the expensive tickets. But I'm glad I've come now. Because, you know, I mean, there's something magical about meeting a stranger in such, you know, very like circumstances. I don't really believe in, like, you know, kismet or fate, you know, encounters that are meant to happen and stuff. But serendipity, maybe. Am I being too forward? Am I too much? I'm sorry. I don't want to seem like I'm desperate or anything. Good. So you're a fellow romantic, then. Something poetic about it all. Here's the maze. Look at that. Look at the lanterns twinkling outside. How beautiful. Well, this will be the beginning of our little adventure, then, my dear. Could I be so bold as to take your arm, my lady? follow you in. It would be wrong of me to not allow you to be the pathfinder, so to speak. Marvelous, lead on then. I was really so nervous about tonight, but this is unexpectedly wonderful, really, isn't it? You're so comforting. I just met you and found you comforting. It's weird, isn't it? Is that a weird thing to say? Probably. But tell me more, anyway. Tell me about you. I mean, I'm obviously just some random Brit who moved out here for work, of course. Okay, it wasn't for work to start. It was for a woman. Then it became about work and the woman, and then just about work when it turned out that the woman was already married and hadn't been telling me that. Well, no, she wasn't seeing me on the side of her husband, so to speak. Her husband was away, in Paris for 2 years, and apparently they had a sort of understanding. So, I would have liked at least to have been made aware of the understanding before I came out and, left my entire life behind for her. Because, Well, no, he was quite nice about it, actually. He suggested that we all three moved in together. Well, that's not really the words he used. He said you could be her live-in bit on the side and his too, if he was drunk enough. But it well, like I say, after 2 years of not knowing this, it felt like a bit of a move, really. So there's my sob story. This is where you live, though, I'm assuming. Where you've always lived? Oh, it's... I don't think it's too bad. I mean, it's not a huge city, but there's stuff. There's things going on. There's adventure if you look for it in the right place. Like, take... I mean, this. This is... I'm here in a hedge maze with a beautiful stranger, and I'm completely fucking lost. We're lost, aren't we? Do you remember which way we came? Cool. No, it's fine. I mean, it's a hedge maze. It can't be that bad. It can't be that hard to find our way out. If we keep on our left. That's it. We keep going left. And just keep round the left wall. That's how you do it. And then if you hit a dead end, you just carry on, go back, just stay on the left, and eventually we'll get to the center or back out again, and it'll be fine. Huh? There's worse people to be lost with. That's very nice of you to say. Goodness me. Oh, I'm so bad at this. Could I get your number? What's that? Okay. Yeah. I think you're really pretty and you're very nice, and I found you very comforting to be with, and you're adventurous and you're interesting, and there's lots about you I really, really like already, and I'd really like to see you again, basically, and I'd like to have a date with you, if that's okay. Would you like going out and getting a coffee or getting a drink or some kind of date? That's what I'm trying to say. Say something. Please come out with me. That's the gist of what that splurge of random babble was. Adorkable, yes, that's me. I am definitely that, if nothing else. You would. Goodness me, we did it. We're at the center of the maze. Look at that view. All the stars shining down. I can't believe we're the only ones here, I would have thought. People have been flooding into the maze. Maybe they're waiting till a bit drunker. That is just breathtaking, isn't it? Exactly like you, my lady. Oh. Okay. That was very nice. Maybe we could do it again sometime. How do we find a way out? That I have no idea, but I think for once I'm going to try and enjoy the adventure of it with you.